The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
On Tuesday, we were talking washing machines. Kev did some washing at the weekend and found something rather odd in his machine, which brought up the subject, what is the oddest thing you found in yours?
I was taking some washing out of the washing machine and found a set of car keys that I'd lost. Not car keys, house keys. A set of keys that I'd lost like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I found them in the washing machine. And then it reminded me of a ring that I lost one time. Lost it, couldn't find it. And then it obviously come off my hand as I pushed the washing in. But the thing that baffled me about the keys last night is I'd lost these about 2 weeks ago. Surely I would have spotted... how long have they been in there? Should have seen how clean they were when they brought them out. Just kind of thinking this morning, what is the most bizarre thing that you found in your washing machine? Ever found something quite bizarre and wondered how the blazes it got in there?
I found a spanner once.
Shut up.
I swear to God, because it was Tim. Because obviously Tim, the job he does.
Yeah.
He was putting it in his combat, so he must have... It wasn't like a huge one. It was like, you know, one of those miniature ones.
Yeah.
And he leaves stuff in his pockets all the time. I'm constantly finding stuff in there. But a spanner. I wondered, I could hear it when I put the washing machine on. I could hear this noise. I was like, what the hell is that? I was thinking the whole thing was going to open and like flood the flat, but it was a spanner.
There we go. What about you, Miss Swords?
I left an apple in I know it sounds really wrong, I know. It must have fallen into the washing basket, so I put all the clothes in, and it was just a mashed up apple on the way out. It's disgusting. Years ago.
Yeah. Give us a call. Let's have your calls, please. What's the most bizarre thing you've found in your washing machine? 0151 472 0967, or text City with a space and send it off to 61025.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Thank you for all the texts and calls that are coming on regarding the weirdest thing that you've ever found in your washing machine. Morning to Gaynor in Egworth, who says, I found my ferret, Coco, in the tumble dryer. My God.
Aww.
Morning, Gaynor. Another one here that says, my daughter Gemma left a full packet of Chew-Its in her pocket, didn't notice until the wrappers were all over the inside of the door.
Oh, that must have made such a mess.
Another one here, my nan hid the takings from her shop in the washing machine before a night out, came in drunk and turned it on. The funniest thing was getting up the next day to find £600 in notes hanging on a maiden. Morning, Jackie in Jackie Meadows. Another one, I found my puppy in the dryer. Luckily, found before it started. My four-year-old had put it in there to keep warm. That's Martin in Tubrick. Morning, Martin. Another one here, I found my hubby's wallet, including cards, photos and a £20 note, but never found it in the washer. I found it in the dryer after it'd been in the washer. From Jackie and Connor's Key. Morning, Jackie. Someone's texted and said they found their passport in the washing machine. Done that, put a passport in the washing machine. Nightmare. Another one, a tooth. The daughter had swallowed it earlier that day, and then they found it in the washing machine later on. Say hi to my darling Andy. Love him loads from Sue. Hi to Craig, Rickson and Gaskells. I found a Barbie in the washing machine. I haven't even got a kid. What's that all about? Paulie said, while in Benidorm, my passport managed to get into the washing machine. I had to then go to the rep, her office full of Cockney family, and ask if I could get home with it. Blonde or what from Pauline, good morning to you. Found an empty magazine from a gun. My son had come home from the army for the weekend. My God. Jackie and Ellesmere Paul, I found my mum's false teeth in the washing machine. They were smiling at me and didn't even break. And finally, Alison from Southport, I found a dead bird in there a few months ago. It must have flown in the utility room. It was horrible. Oh, my God.
Gross.
I have found a few spider's legs in there, but not a dead bird. It's 19 minutes to wait. We've got a couple of calls hanging on. Let's go to Birkenhead. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Kev.
Morning, Alan. Tell me what you found in the washing machine.
Well, I left me iPod in me work pants. The missus put me pants in the wash. And when I pulled the pants off, my iPod was ruined.
What an absolute nightmare. Gutted, I'm sure.
The thing is, I left it for a week and I switched it on and it works fine.
Really?
It still works.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
What a touch of luck that was.
That's all right.
Alan, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Have a nice day today.
Bye, you. See you later.
See you later, Alan. Let's go to Bootle. Morning, Lee.
Morning, Kev.
Morning. Tell me your story.
Kev, about 20 years ago, my brother was home from the army. He had a load of dirty clobber. My mum wouldn't let him put it in our washer, so we went up to laundrette. He's got all this clobber in this washer and there's great big spin dryers. And he said, see if you can fit in one of them.
Tough.
So we jumped in it and he walks over, shuts the door and puts 10 pence in.
You're having a laugh.
No, spun me round for a second. I'm still alive.
Oh, my
That's hilarious.
Outrageous.
Yeah, well, there you go.
At least you're here to tell the tale.
I'll get him back one day.
I'm sure you will. Thanks a lot for calling. See you later. Bye-bye.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
We have Angela from West Derby hanging on the line. Morning, Angela.
Morning, Kev.
Are you all right?
I am.
We're talking about the weirdest things found in the washing machine. What have you got?
Well, I washed 3 mobile phones. One was my husband's, one was my son's, and one was my daughter's.
My God, how did you do that?
Because they all left them in the pocket. It costed me £180 to go and replace 3 mobile phones.
My God, I bet you were popular that day.
Well, I didn't tell them. They were all left. Can't find my phone, all day. You must have left it in work, school, wherever. But I had to tell them the very next day.
Fantastic. I bet you go through the pockets now you do the washing.
Oh, I definitely do. I do not leave nothing in the pockets.
Fantastic. Angela, thanks a lot for coming on and have a nice day today.
Okay, and you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of my mates, Chris, has a text saying that his wife, Kelly, has washed his phone 4 times in 3 months in the washing machine. Well, Chris, we all know why that is. She's trying to get rid of those dirty messages you've got.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show.
On Wednesday, we had yet another email from the lovely poor Layla. I know my opinion on the matter. I think I've voiced it quite enough. Have a listen. You make up your own mind.
Regulars to the show will be aware of a lady called Layla who has been having a bit of a situation in her private life, and she's been emailing me and also letting me know it's okay to read these emails out, and also getting some advice from you guys as well, which she appreciates. Let me read you the email that she sent last night, which I received this morning. Hi, Kev. I heard you talking about me yesterday morning because yesterday we had someone who texted in saying, haven't heard from her. Worried listener. Is she okay? Where are we? The reason I haven't emailed you is because I heard you read out that guy's email last Friday. This is not about a man-bashing thing, as that guy said in his email. I actually took on board what he said. I've been racking my brains to see if I've done anything to drive him away, but I really am very supportive of him and his work. I feel like I'm treading on eggshells all the time because anything I do or say seems to annoy him. He spends most of the weekend on his stupid laptop and went out with his mate Saturday night. I suggested we pop out for dinner as Dawn offered to babysit. But he said he hasn't seen his mates for a while and had it planned. And to make matters worse, he has told me he can't come to Spain with me and the kids to visit my family, which is only a month away because of work commitments. I'm livid, but as usual, I've got to hold my tongue. My good friend Dawn is coming with me now to help out with the kids, as Brian is clearly too busy for his family. He hasn't even apologised for leaving that evening after we had that row. Sorry if I sound angry, but I'm just really fed up. Layla. There we go.
I'm not surprised, but I don't think she should hold her tongue. She should say how she feels. Honestly, like, she's saying there, like, she's fuming, but she's holding her tongue for what? For his sake? Get out of here.
I know.
She's frustrating me, Layla. I really sympathise for you, but you're frustrating me now because she needs to just say, lay it on the table.
Smelling a slight right with the fact that or kind of thinking it's a bit naughty, the fact that he can't go on holiday with the kids and
exactly.
The family, because this all starts because he's been working away lots and going in conferences and things like that. But now, of course, you think with what's gone on that he'd make a bit of time to go away with the family. So I think that's a little bit naughty, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. I just think something's it's all going to come out in the wash at some point. I don't know. But I think a decision needs to be made. Or I don't know. It just still seems all up in the air. But yeah. I still think that it looks like she's been taken for the ride.
Definitely.
But it is her family in Spain, so maybe just doesn't want to spend a week with the in-laws.
It's his kids, though. You think you'd want to go on a family holiday with your children, wouldn't you?
I'd have thought so. Mm. I'd have thought so.
I hate him. What's his name again? Richard.
Brian.
Brian. I was going to say we could have called him Dick at least if his name was Richard.
Brian. I hate the way Claire sits on the fence. Yeah, you want to watch yourself? You got spits in your bum.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
And on Thursday, it was a big question. Did Liesl pass or fail her theory? Only one can tell after this. Have a listen.
And also, good morning to Sarah, who sent me a text here. Kev, just told my mum I had a dream last night that me and you were seeing each other. She quickly replied, that's no dream, girl. That's a nightmare.
Oh, sure. shocking.
Cheeky cow. It's 11 minutes to 8. Good morning. It's Kenzie and the crew until 10 o'clock. Now, which music will we be playing?
Did she pass the simple driving test? Everyone passes the simple theory part. She has failed it once before.
Or will we be playing... Well, all will be revealed. She is here. And did she or didn't she? Lethal Swords, tell 1.5 million people you failed miserably the first time. Did you pass the second time?
I passed! Yeah! Yeah, well done. Oh, she brought the piece of paper.
Yeah.
Go on then, how short was the skirt?
Oh, please. Yeah. Do you know what though, in all honesty, 6 questions came up, but I had no idea what they were. But it was just common sense. I thought, hang a minute, don't I had the panic attack thing kicking. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fail it. I can't believe this. After all the work I've put in.
Yeah.
And then I went back to them. But Claire was right, because a couple of the questions, I changed the answer. I didn't do the first. You remember you said go with your first
yes.
answer? Well, I changed 2 of them. And I was actually right.
Yeah. Now, I can see you took the test seriously because you had the test on Wednesday, didn't you, yesterday?
Yes.
And we're all out wellied in town on Tuesday. Yeah. I can see you took it dead serious.
Yeah, I wasn't wellied. I had 4 drinks.
Getting lost. We were in Gusto on Wednesday night, the new Italian down that used to be SSS.
I was home by 8, though.
Yeah, wellied. You have to put you in the car to carry you to a cab.
Oh, no, you lucky.
Well done, anyway. How many did you get wrong?
I got 46 out of...
What is 50? It? 46 out of 50, yeah.
46 out of 50 and 46 out of 50 for my hazard perception.
You well scored 46 done. For the multiple choice part and 46 for the hazard perception.
Yeah, so but when I actually passed Kevin, I walked out and the guy sat there and said, I've got your results. And he grinned at me and he said, I know who you are.
Yeah.
And I said, all right. And he goes, I don't think you'll be getting any more stick on the radio. And I went, oh, my God, can I cuddle you?
Well,
and he goes,
that'd be inappropriate.
Yeah, I know who you are. I said, do you know it's Lethal Sword? He said, no, it's I'll fail the test Johnson, isn't it?
Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
I'll be on the road in no time.
That's a scary thing.
Yeah, perish the thought. Wait, now you've got the difficult bit to do, the actual driving bit, you know. You know, easy on the beans, more on the peas, easy, turn the plate, easy.
And that's it for another week. Make sure you tune in next week for all the latest gossip on the Kev Seed Breakfast Show.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.